Unit 2, Lesson G, Exercises 2 and 3.
I suppose the main advantage of living in a consumerist society is the fact that there are shops full of things to buy. Personally, I love shopping. It's one of my hobbies. So I'd hate to live somewhere that doesn't have a good range of products.
But wouldn't you agree that there's far more than we really need? I mean, if you go into a sports shop, there are hundreds of different styles of running shoes. Nobody needs that much choice.
But surely there's nothing wrong with having more choice. It gives people a chance to be individual, to express their own personality. Without any choice, everyone would have to dress the same.
I just think people spend too much time worrying about material things, like having the latest trainers or the latest mobile phone. It's like an addiction. They need these things, but at the same time, they don't really bring happiness. You have to admit that there's a lot of unhappiness in society, despite all the material wealth.
Of course there's unhappiness, but there are lots of reasons for that.
Well, look at it this way. People who live in primitive societies, where there's no consumerism, are a lot happier.
How do you know? You're just making assumptions. I would hate to live in a primitive society. What about all the advances we've made in medicine and science? You can't deny that consumerism encourages innovation and progress.
I suppose there has been a lot of scientific progress, you're right, and some of it has been of benefit. But you have to admit that progress has harmed our planet. Just think about all the pollution caused by factories. Factories making hundreds of different kinds of trainers.